This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. It seems like everyone has a new idea for how to restructure the East Baton Rouge Parish school system this week. NOLA.com's news manager in Baton Rouge, J.R. Ball, is here to help sort through it all. So why do so many people want to take the Baton Rouge school system apart and put it back together again?
I think if there is one common ground between everything is that it has become clear that for all the good intentions and everything else, the public education by and large isn't working in East Baton Rouge Parish. It works in some instances, but not across the board. If you look at Representative Bertie White's plan, I think it is there as sort of a safeguard that would sort of protect the intent of what the St. George movement at its heart is trying to achieve.
State Senator Bodie White, he was the guy who sponsored legislation during the last session that would have allowed for a breakaway independent school district in Southeast Baton Rouge. That didn't work, and that's what spawned the St. George effort, this petition to actually incorporate a new city in Southeast Baton Rouge. And that, of course, has been quite divisive.
Yes. The irony of all of this going on is there's nothing in the law that says you must create a city in order to have an independent school district. This is a notion that sort of was born out when our current mayor, Kip Holden, was a state senator, and when Central was trying to break away. That's when the notion of, well, if you create a city, that's a little bit different situation to get it. And that was one of the reasons why the first two times when Bodie White came out with that notion, it would get ultimately rejected. So Bodie White's plan, you know, at its base element, creates a divides the system up into quadrants.
This is his new plan that he's proposing now. The St. George petition is a little bit stalled at the moment, and so he's coming back with a new proposal that he's presenting to the legislature.
Yes, and I'd be interested to see if this thing actually goes from the proposal stage to actually being introduced. My gut tells me it's a bit of a sort of a stopgap defensive measure, depending on how other things go, that he would then introduce this bill, which at its core divides the system up into quadrants. And each quadrant has its own sort of independent authority as to what's going on with attendance zones and that. So whether it actually gets out and becomes something that goes through the process, I think is yet to be determined on his plan.
So you wrote a column back in January, J.R. Ball, and which you suggested that the Baton Rouge Area Chamber or the Baton Rouge Area Foundation might be the organizations with the power to actually save the parish district from all these sort of threats of secession and come up with something that would actually fix these problems of really serving the students in the middle. So BRAC has finally come out with an alternative proposal to save the district. So what is their big idea?
At the core, that plan deals with, let's decentralize power. Let's take power out of the administration building of the East Baton Rouge Parish Public School System, and let's give it to the principals. Let's give them the authority to make decisions on how to best run their schools, not just what how the curriculum is handled, but everything taught about them, who serves the cafeteria food, who cuts the grass. I mean, it really decentralizes and gives them a lot of authority. The other thing that it does is it strips really most of any power away from the school board. It gives them, basically the school board is there to hire a school superintendent. The other thing that's critical to their component is this notion that every parent needs to be made aware of all the educational opportunities in their area. One of their complaints now is, let's say you live in Scotlandville. You will be told what your public education options are there. What you won't be told right now is, oh, well, there's an RSD charter school two blocks from your house, or there's this school over here that you can do that is outside the EBR system. So the point being, their plan would give parents all the options of education that are in their area.
So BRAC has this proposal. Has there been legislation filed yet to back up their ideas?
No, there has been a notice of intent that there could be something filed. You know, my understanding on this is that there have been a series of meetings. In fact, there was a meeting a week ago Friday where representatives that are sort of looking at crafting this plan met with a bunch of stakeholders, including, you know, State Rep Pat Smith, members of the East Baton Rouge Parish School System, principals, some teachers, school board members, and other community. And basically, they're just trying to roll these ideas out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Superintendent Bernard Taylor has come up with some ideas that he's presented to the Board of Education. What kind of reception have those ideas received?
I think the way it's been looked, the thing that was a bit interesting is that Taylor seems to realize that the term charter school has got some level of popularity. So he's calling one of his ideas charter schools, but they're run by the school system, which sort of is, that's not really what charter schools are about, but he's trying to capture that term because it's like, oh yeah, we like charters. That's a good idea.
Charter schools are by definition schools that are publicly funded, but have an independent administration.
Right.
So who do you think out there, whether that is an organization or an individual, that is most or best positioned to refocus the conversation back on educational principles and bring together all of these disparate groups that have been kind of warring each other, certainly over the last few years?
I do believe the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, if they so choose, can play a role in that, not necessarily in specific public education policy or just, you know, how you're going to do it. But working, they can bring together people like a Raymond Jetson or a John Nolan, all these people who sort of are able to cross over between both the black and the white community, because there needs to be a dialogue that basically says, let's just put everything on the table. Let's break down all the barriers here. Let's build some level of community trust. We're here to talk about the kids, all right? We're not here to talk about what John White did or what's going on in St. George or, you know, whatever else is happening out there. What do we got to do? And the level of distrust is going to be the great obstacle in anything anybody proposes.
J.R. Ball is NOLA.com's news manager in Baton Rouge. Thanks, J.R.
Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.